The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This is Angel Talk with me, your host, Rachel Corpus. Let's journey together as we talk to your angels, guides, and loved ones who have crossed over. Are you ready to hear what Spirit has to say? Welcome to Angel Talk. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this episode of Angel Talk. I am your host, Rachel Corpus. I'm an angel communicator and psychic medium. And in this show, if you've been following, you know that this is our safe, exciting space to go deep into things that maybe we don't always get to talk about. And this is a space where you can sit in a place of beautiful wonder and ask questions and think, is that right for me? It's a time where you can hear things and then later on go outside and sit under a tree and ponder them. This is a chance for us to connect with spirit, whether that's angels or some beautiful helping being from the angelic realm. We get to connect to loved ones who are no longer with us in their body, but they're still with us in their essence and their wisdom and their love. Today, I have a very special guest with me. She's dear to my heart. She's like a sister to me. I have Paige, excuse me, my throat just went a little funny. I've had a little issue with my throat chakra lately, communicating a lot and that just being open and vibrant. Anyway, I've got my dear friend Paige M. Powers with me. Good morning, Paige.
Good morning, Rachel. Thank you for having me.
I am so honored to spend time with you. I feel like you are truly that person in my life that time doesn't matter. We could not connect for a couple of weeks and then we just pick up mid-conversation and I always wanted that and I feel that I have that with you. And I'm so, yes. So grateful.
And it's mutual. Oh my goodness.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I'm so honored that I get to spend time with you today sharing you with our listeners because your gifts are so profound, and to me, they're different. They are more complex than a lot of mediums that I meet because you are so open to the universe. You say, I'm ready to help. What do I need to know? And you have received all of this truly amazing information that's evolving us as a people. So could you take a minute to just tell our listeners who you are? Tell us a little bit about your abilities.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, what an honor to be here. And hello to all of the listeners. I'm excited. I am Paige M. Powers, and I am professional intuitive and an instructional mentor. I also create modalities with spirit, and they're modalities that may have a part of some other kind of modality, but typically they are really on their own. So
someone who's never heard the word modality before in this context, what does that mean?
Okay. Well, I am a Reiki master teacher.
So that's a modality.
That's a modality, Reiki. I'm an acupressure practitioner, so acupressure is a modality. Mm. I'm a medium, that's a modality, and I feel like I'm multidimensional and multifaceted. And you know, as we were speaking earlier, we had seen something while we were out and about, and it was like, that's really beautiful. I wish I could do that. And it's like, well, you can.
Why not?
And so that's my philosophy is, well, why not? Of course we can. And
wow. So you've not only said yes to the universe, I will help, give it to me, but you've also really released any limiting beliefs by saying, why not? Of course I can.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. And I have amazing support in that as well, both here in the physical realm as well as spiritual and beyond.
So when you receive information about a modality, that also comes with helpers?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And it's like, okay, if you want me to do this, you got to show me a clear path that is is understandable and integratable to engage with. Mm. And they're amazing because they do that.
They do. And I notice when you work with people that you're kind of a chameleon. You meet people where they are.
Yes.
And you can do it within just a few seconds, which I know comes from your gifting, but I also feel that it comes from your helpers as well.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How long have you done this work, or how long have you known you can do this?
My first recollection is when I was 3, and my aunt and uncle owned a funeral home. And so I would be in the parlor with people in the caskets while my cousins were all playing and running up and down the stairs and stuff. I was in there going, and listening and talking and having conversations. And, you know, they were always so gentle with me. Mm-hmm. And I mean in spirit, the people that had passed. They were always so very gentle and always said, we're part of your teaching and we're here to help you so you can also serve not only yourself, but others.
Oh my goodness. That's beautiful. Was there ever a time when you saw spirit as a child that felt scary to you?
No.
Did they appear to you? Could you tell how they had passed, or did they appear?
Well, sometimes they said how they passed. Sometimes okay. I could walk with them through their passing. Mm. And today I still am able to do that. I'm a midwife to heaven. That's a gorgeous modality where if somebody is in actively engaging in transformation, I can support them and their family, especially when they go nonverbal. Because family always wants to know, are they okay? What do they need? And can I do any? They kind of hover and they're just, yes. And people are like, okay, I need to breathe here a little bit and I'm okay. So
so you help with that communication.
Correct.
Because there's really not a time when we as souls stop communicating.
That's right.
We're always there.
That's right. And they taught me that from 3 years old on. And it's funny because it's like spirit has always been my safe place.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't speak from about 2 years old to fourth grade. And I think that was my initiation and my training. That was my school. I went to the University of Spirit.
Thinking through some questions that people might be thinking as they listen to you, when spirit talks to you, do you hear it outside your body or inside your body?
Both.
Both.
Both. Sometimes I feel it within, and sometimes spirit will actually have me feel something physical that they've experienced.
Okay.
And then sometimes I'll hear them, like they'll be out in the hallway and I'll be like, hey, grandpa's there. And he doesn't know if he has permission to come in or something. So he'll be standing out there talking. So it is both, truly.
Do you ever have to put maybe boundaries or office hours? Because this is who you are 24/7. Mm-hmm. Do you ever have to tell spirit, hey, I'm off right now?
I have real clear boundaries with that. They're not allowed in my bedroom.
Okay.
That's my space. They're not allowed at any gatherings that I'm at because that's my time. And they must leave my horse alone.
Because your horse misses you anyway. I mean, that's enough.
Yes.
Because our animals can see spirit.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. And in fact, he was in the car with me earlier today. So he's just like, I just want to say hi to you this morning.
That fascinates me that you can't be with your horse physically, but you connect with your horse every day.
I do.
That's amazing. You have created or received a modality called Matrix of the Soul. Can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. Before we come here, we are part of the matrix of the universe, truly. And when we become human, we bring the matrix in. And sometimes life experiences happen and it shifts and changes the matrix of how we express ourselves. Mm. And so yet at the same time, there's this matrix that's coming in, the genetic coding and the DNA and the Adam Carbon, which is the original blueprint of the human. It all is still streaming. And then we have these experiences and it conflicts with that. And it creates a conflict. And so within ourselves, it's like, but I thought, you know, we have expectations. And our expectations are for what we can perceive or what we choose to create with perfection. And this is the way it's supposed to be. When there's the contrast of the two, it's in the middle that the matrix is like, work with me, work with me. And so our original DNA can come in and actually ask and communicate with the human DNA and all of the systems and recreate and remember the original blueprint.
That's fascinating. So you can work with individuals to find that information out and to help them regain control of their life or to sculpt their best life by looking at this matrix of the soul.
Correct. And I can actually see their original genetics coming in, their original blueprint. Mm-hmm. I can actually see the threads of how it's coming in and where the human experience bumped up against it and created that contrast. It's not really conflict, it's contrast.
Contrast is a good way to put that, right? Because it could be true that there is no conflict.
Right.
There is no negative, there is no conflict, right. There is experience, there is contrast.
Yes. Yeah. That allows us to suspend judgment.
Yes, if we let it.
Yes.
Which is hard when we're human, right?
Yes, yes.
Paige, I'd like to take an opportunity for people to really experience your work in action. So we've got three callers who have questions for you, and I would love for you to channel for them. Are you ready for that?
I would be so honored. Thank you.
All right, yes. Great. Here we go.
Our first caller today is Kimmy. Hi, Kimmy. And what question do you have for Paige?
Hi, Rachel. Hi, Paige.
Hi, Kim.
I lost my husband unexpectedly in February, and we had been married 20 years, and I'm having trouble understanding who I am after 20 years of compromising and sharing interests and hobbies and trying to find out, yeah, who I am without him.
Okay. Okay, and so, Kimmy, one of the first things that's coming forward is he's standing here and he's going, "What do you mean without me? Are you kidding? Not just a minute here. Wait, hold everything." So let's reframe that to with him being in a different way.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, I am right there. Just reach out your hand and I will hold it. And so when you go on an exploration and an adventure, which this is now a different and a new phase in exploration, what is it that you seek? You're seeking yourself. You're seeking who you could become. Is that correct?
Yes, and just perhaps the parts of me that may have been dormant because they weren't either as accessible or as welcome.
Okay.
In my relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so who you are now is so totally different than who you were when you put those pieces of yourself in a beautiful box with a beautiful bow and put them in the closet for safekeeping. And so be gentle with yourself as you're looking. Be gentle with yourself. And here's the thing too, there, if you could suspend any judgment of yourself as well as him, he says, please. It will allow you to to stand on your foundation, of which when you were a child, boy, you were fun, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You were just like, woo, hang on, here she comes. And that's who you are. You have presence. You have a huge presence. And now to actually be able to direct that is the gift that you're being given. And to be able to direct it, it can be even in the moment. And that's the other thing, is not projecting so far out into the future. Stay now. Stay in the present moment. And each moment has a gift for you. Each moment is a gift, as you well know. And allow joy to accompany your grief. Because you can't have both at the same time. You can be sad and joyful at the same time. And that brings the oneness of our experiences instead of duality. People say you can't have one without, you know, you can't be this and this at the same time. You can. There's a contrast in the middle, and that's your exploration space. That's where you get to go, oh, I'm going to jump in and try it. And that's the thing. If there's a fear of jumping in, can you take that fear and really bring a curiosity to it and really look at it and say, okay, what are you offering? And if it's valid, then say, okay, thank you. If it's not valid, say, okay, thank you. And move into a place of expression instead of withholding. Because I feel like you're withholding all of who you are. And it was a choice up until now. And now that choice, you're being given the choice. That in itself is a little unsettling and maybe a little uncomfortable. And so know that change is uncomfortable. And when we sit in that discomfort, we allow the comfort to come in and embrace us. And that love yourself. That's the biggest thing right now. And take time. You need time on your own. You really need to take some time and just pause. It doesn't mean be quiet. It means pause. Go out and go hug a tree. The trees are like, do you remember you used to love us? And you haven't come and talked to us for a long time. We've missed you. We've missed you. You know, there's a lilac bush that you used to talk to all the time when you were a child.
Huh. That's funny.
It says, can you please talk to me again? Remember that sweetness of the spring? Spring is all about new beginnings. We can bring a lilac bush in a 20 below, you know, winter day, and we have a new beginning. So utilize what's around you too, because everything around you is there to support you. You know, the sun rose this morning for you. And it says, I'm here. I am the gift of today. And today can be what you choose to be. It's about choice, Kimmy. And it feels as though that in itself is a little unsettling for you.
Yeah, no, it's terrifying.
And so it used to be terrifying. If you reword that a little bit, it will bring in opportunity and doors opening. It used to be terrifying, and now I'm going to look at that and I'm going to embrace it, and it will no longer be terrifying. It might be a little unsettling sometimes. However, I'm no longer terrified. How you speak to yourself is what your world will be.
I love Paige, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kimmy, so much for trusting us with this beautiful question. And I know in my heart that as you ask this question and our listeners are listening to Paige's response, you've asked a question that so many people are thinking about and processing and holding in their hearts. So you've done everyone a great service by being authentic and bringing this question forward. And I thank you for that. So thank our you. Blessings to you.
Thank you so much. It really was touching. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Paige, now we have Laura who comes to us with a question for you. Laura, how can Paige help you today?
Well, I've got kind of a big question that's been weighing on my mind, and I hope you can help me with it. How do you develop trust and connection and love with others when you're afraid of being hurt? And like, what do you do when someone is hurting others or you, but refuses to see the consequences of their actions and change?
That's amazing. Hi, Laura. Thank you for being here. You know, that's such a large question. There's two in there and they're both intertwined very much so. When we feel as though we've been hurt in the past and we take that step into a new relationship or a new experience, either by ourselves or with another person, if we have not processed yet the hurt from a past experience, we bring that with us. And that seems to be the navigator and into any other situations. And so when we can take a step back and really, really trust ourselves and have faith that we are all that we can be, and our capacity expands all the time. And so really, really loving yourself, being in a place where trusting yourself. And when you do that, those situations don't show up anymore either. They just don't show up. And if you are in a position where you are a witness to somebody, somebody else doing some potential emotional harm, is what I'm getting. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, if it's a child or something, we always protect. And getting to the core of what that trigger is for you specifically, again, it comes back to you. When we have the perception that somebody else is hurting, it is our due and moral obligation to ask them, is this affecting you the way I'm seeing it? Which it may not be. And if it is, how can I support you? This is their experience. And so you're in a supportive role and standing with that person and allowing them their experience as you love them. What that does is it takes those sharp edges and softens them. And as far as the person that's doing the potential harm, send them love. Oh my goodness. There's just, we can love and have really good boundaries. And that's really important. So being very loving.
I think that's the big thing right there, is loving and having boundaries.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Laura, sometimes even myself, I go, okay, God, I can't do this right now. So you're going to have to do it for the both of us. And it gives me that break where that that pause where it's like, okay, I know that something bigger than me has this and I don't have to be so engaged. And what other people are doing is also sometimes not my business. It really isn't. And it's so, if I don't have permission to be there, I gracefully say, thank you for that piece of the, for clarity for that piece. And I am able to then remove myself from the emotional attachment. Emotional attachment to somebody else's drama is huge. And that's where setting boundaries and saying, this is mine, and being clear. This is mine. This is what is theirs. And I can be an observer until I'm asked to participate. If I'm not asked to participate, I have the choice to observe or say, wow, okay, so there's nothing that I can do here. We don't fix people. We don't change other people's journey. And in some way, perhaps this is part of theirs that allows them to evolve.
Yeah. That is profound and beautiful. When I hear you talking about this and just kind of thinking about this question in my own life as well, it's very empowering because it takes us out of the place of victim. And we remember yes. that we can't control other people's thoughts or actions, but we can always control our response. And yes. we can always, our action item is to offer love.
Right.
Which is more powerful than anything, mm-hmm. right? It's not a Hallmark card. It is truth.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Laura, thank you so much for your question. And we wish you all God's blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now we're going to talk to Amy, who's got a question for Paige. Hi, Amy, go ahead.
Hi, girls. Paige, nice to meet you. And I'm just wanting, I would say that COVID has given me a lot of life lessons this season. And not only has COVID impacted my financial business aspect, but also my health with being diagnosed with cancer. So right now, I guess I'm just looking for guidance and positive energy to kind of see where I'm going with this future with being diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. My business is shut down, and just basically what you see for me and who's out there to help guide me.
Okay, thank you, Amy, and it's nice to meet you too. And thank you, Rachel, for having me today. What an exciting experience and an honor. And so, Amy, in reference to your specific questions, I'm getting that your businesses are taking a break. And yes. so how we do things is so very important. And so you needed the break and the time off. So they're paused. They're truly paused. And I get that one of the three may retire. However, two of them will come back on. Will come back online is what I'm getting. And it is also, they're also giving you the space to find an antidote for your diagnosis.
Okay. And
the business that's retiring, it feels as though your experience with a diagnosis and the medical field, as well as the spiritual path with your diagnosis, those will create a opportunity for you to support yourself and others as well. And it's very powerful. There's you're changing your genetics as you are changing your thought patterns and opening yourself up to other potential possibilities has been what I'm getting is, and I have a friend of yours here. She's saying, it's time to open up. It's time to open your heart and your mind, your body, your soul, your mind, body, spirit to new antidotes. And they're not saying cure. They're saying antidote. They're not saying treatment. She's saying antidote. So, and please, if you get a chance, actually sit with that word and see what that means for you. And then actually look it up and see what resonates.
Okay.
Because our words are so very powerful. And how you speak of your current experience and staying in love with it is really powerful for you, and it will help you move through times of uncertainty.
And I heard you say, Paige, that, excuse me, I heard you say a few minutes ago that her thoughts can change her DNA.
Yes.
Wow. Can you say more about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. as you change your thoughts, as you look at what somebody told you that you are now a host to, and this is what I'm getting. It's like you're a host. It's not, you're not it. You're stage 4 And it's like, okay, well, I'm going to go to a different stage now. The stage four is not where I need to be right now. So you get to pick where you're at. And that's the DNA shifting. And also, as you speak of treatment and future, how you speak of it will actually create that. And in that, you're changing your DNA. This is, again, it's like, I feel like there's a you're a host to a dis-ease. However, once you find your ease, you no longer have to be a host.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Amy, thank you so much for connecting with us and sharing your beautiful team around you, and hope to get updates on how you're doing, and blessings to you, my friend.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Rachel, for this opportunity. And Paige, again, thank you so much. That is exactly what I needed. So I appreciate it.
Well, take care.
Okay. All right, girls. Thank you.
You help people all the time in such profound ways, and you've certainly helped me for years. You're the person that I went to when I was just about getting ready to say, okay, I'm going to honor this is who I am, but I need to feel it for myself first. And Spirit guided me to you. And since then, we've been there for each other, yes, like sisters, which is so great. Yes. And over the years, I've gotten the opportunity to see how you help people. So you can schedule a session with Paige one-on-one.
Yes.
You also travel and you love to do groups.
Yes.
How else do you help people? Because I know you've got some big things coming up.
Yes. I have different workshops that I do. I offer retreats, mm-hmm, and I do Zoom and I do Skype and phone as well. I also love to do in person. Mm-hmm. I do retreats internationally as well as domestic. And they're pretty powerful. They're just like, wow, some of them are.
They are very powerful. If you're listening to this and your heart has been telling you, I need a break, but you're looking for a pause where you can do some really deep soul work, I personally would recommend one of these retreats, because I've done one and it changed my life. And I'm still unpacking all of the stuff we did. It's not just a weekend. It's the first step. And then you also have Paige as part of your support, so you can contact her for sessions after that. And she's so good about being there for you as you grow. It's just really powerful how she said yes to her gifts. How can people get a hold of you?
They can reach me via my website, PaigeMPowers.com.
And your first name is spelled?
P-A-G-E.
P-A-G-E, the letter M, powers.com. And are you on Facebook as well?
I am on Facebook. You can find me, Paige M. Powers. Okay. And my phone number is also on my website, and email and contact information as well. So, or you can get a hold of me through Messenger.
Fantastic. Yes. And if you have I love to say that Paige lives all over the world.
So
if you're listening to us and you're in California or New Zealand, know that if you've got a group of people that are ready for Paige to come and read for them, contact her and work out those details, okay? Because she is great to travel and bring the universe's wisdom to your doorstep. And anything else you want to say to the listeners?
I just want to say thank you to you, Rachel, and you too are an amazing and powerful medium.
And thank you.
What an honor to walk this journey with you. And, you know, what you have to offer is just beautiful.
Thank you. And I'm thankful that you're in my life.
Yes, I am too.
If you want to get a hold of Paige, that's PaigeMPowers.com. If you want to get a hold of me, it's RachelCorpus.com. And if you have not heard this today, please hear from me and Paige and the universe. You are loved. You are made of love. And we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with me, Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator and Psychic Medium. If you'd like to connect, visit my website, rachelcorpus.com.
Hey, it's Radley Valentine. Join me for a brand new way of connecting with your angels on my new podcast, The Angel Tarot Show. Each week, you'll meet your angelic guides and guardians and find new ways to unlock unconditional love, tune into your intuitive abilities, and create the joy-filled life that, well, you've always wanted. Plus, you'll get a useful and timely energetic weather report bringing you guidance for the coming week. Tap into the healing, hope, and guidance that's all around you on the Angel Tarot Show, exclusively on mindbodyspirit.fm.